Right now, as you read these words, 10 termites exist for every human on Earth. These creatures, often dismissed as nothing more than wood-munching pests, collectively outweigh all of humanity. They're quietly engineering ecosystems, recycling nutrients, and building structures that regulate temperature with precision our smartest buildings can't match. What if I told you that these humble insects might hold answers to some of our most pressing challenges? Climate change, sustainable agriculture, even the future of robotics and artificial intelligence. This isn't science fiction. It's the hidden reality beneath our feet, a world where millions of seemingly mindless individuals create breathtaking complexity without blueprints, bosses, or central planning. And it's a world that challenges everything we think we know about intelligence, organization, and life itself. The journey into termite wisdom begins on a termite safari through Arizona's Coronado National Forest, led by Rudy Sheffron, whose knees literally twitch when termite colonies are nearby. He's hunting for gut microbes that allow termites to digest wood, microbes that might one day transform plant matter into sustainable fuel. The facts are staggering. Termite queens live over 25 years. Some soldiers' jaws snap shut at 120 miles per hour, and their mounds tower 30 feet high. Of 2,800 termite species worldwide, only 28 damage human structures. The rest are essential ecosystem engineers, without whom tropical forests would collapse. In 2007, termites were reclassified as eusocial cockroaches based on genetic evidence. They evolved from cockroaches when some individuals ingested wood-digesting microbes and began sharing woodshake, a slurry of feces, microbes, and wood chips passed mouth to mouth. This raises a profound question. What exactly is one termite? The individual insect? The insect plus its essential gut microbes? Or the entire colony functioning as a single superorganism? Watching 8,000 collected termites being frozen and labeled for genetic sequencing feels like witnessing nature's rules being reverse-engineered to solve human problems. Flying over Namibia reveals hundreds of termite mounds, 15-foot dirt spires pointing northward, their colors shifting from creamsicle orange to bone to salmon. These structures represent collective intelligence perfected over 150 million years. Every colony begins when winged termites emerge on a rainy evening. Most become food. Survivors land, discard their wings, and pair up. The female releases pheromones, a male arrives, and together they dig a burrow and mate. These founding termites bite off the ends of their own antennae, possibly reducing sensory overload. Inside the mound lives a composite animal, uniting millions of termites with the dirt structure itself. The hard exterior forms a skin. Internal passageways act as lungs. Symbiotic fungus serves as a stomach, and foraging tunnels function as a mouth. Workers resemble blood cells, soldiers form an immune system, and the queen becomes a captive ovary, as big as a finger, pulsing like a toothpaste tube, laying an egg every 3 seconds. When a backhoe splits open a mound, termites immediately organize and begin repairs. Traditional views imagined insect colonies as factories with assembly line workers following fixed assignments. Reality is far more interesting. Ant researcher Deborah Gordon discovered tremendous variation in ant tasks, individuals constantly changing roles based on environmental cues and interactions. Think of them not as factory workers, but as neurons in a brain, where simple local information guides individuals to work for the whole without central regulation. This challenges stigmergy, the idea that termites coordinate building through pheromone-marked dirt balls guiding subsequent workers. While this concept inspired swarm intelligence and agent-based modeling, it couldn't explain why termites deconstructed certain structures, or why some tunnels were polished while others remained rough. The deeper question, why do we say the termite is alive but not the mound? Watch termites under blacklight and they glow chartreuse and violet, transferring dyed water mouth to mouth. Put 20 termites in a dish and they wander aimlessly. Add 20 more, and suddenly they circle together, running faster in a thundering herd. A single termite running counter to the group can redirect the entire crowd, showing how termite behavior emerges from interactions rather than individual programming. In 2012, Harvard roboticist Radhika Nagbal traveled to Namibia to study termite swarms, hoping to solve the global-to-local problem. How complex structures emerge from simple local cues without central planning. The roboticists treated termites as engineering black boxes with measurable inputs and outputs, but the termites worked frenetically only when not being recorded. While one researcher complained the roboticists weren't thinking like termites, Radhika admitted biology's unpredictability unsettled her engineering mindset. She'd begun making bargains in biology labs where experiments couldn't always be replicated. After 200 hours of tracking, researcher Kirsten made a surprising discovery. Termites had individual personalities. Most would be fired as factory workers. In one dish, only 5 out of 25 were building. Termites weren't downtrodden drones, but more like residents of a Danish socialist village. Some actively gathered dirt balls, others did nothing. Still others moved balls placed by others. These individuals had purpose, even opinion. When termites eat, they grind food in their gizzard, soak it in alkaline fluid, then pass it to their hindgut's microbial wonderland. There, 1,400 bacterial species and exotic protists break down cellulose into usable sugars. These microbes arrange themselves strategically, oxygen-friendly species at the edges, anaerobes in the center, creating neighborhoods where they process each other's waste products. This inverts conventional thinking. Perhaps the termite is just a delivery vehicle for gut microbes, not the other way around. For researchers, termites became a Rosetta Stone for understanding biological organization. At California's Joint Genome Institute, the fire hose of genomic data doubled every 7 months. The research revealed limitations. Of 470,000 protein-coding genes in the termite gut dataset, fewer than 40% had predicted functions. Physicist Hector Garcia Martin wanted to make microbial ecology a predictive science based on metabolism. His flowchart of termite gut wood breakdown resembled the Tokyo subway system, with hundreds of interconnected reactions, revealing a deeper question: what constitutes life itself? Genes, individuals, superorganisms, or metabolisms? In Kenya, mathematician Karina Tarnita observed termite mounds creating Turing patterns, polka dots with leopard spot vegetation between them. Her models, combining termite organization with grass growth, matched satellite photos of actual landscapes. The breakthrough came when adjusting rainfall parameters. While previous models predicted dry landscapes would collapse into deserts as rainfall decreased, termite-rich areas showed remarkable resilience. Grass survived on mounds with minimal water, making termites crucial buffers against desertification across 40% of Earth's land. Studies showed termites rehabilitated 11 square miles near a bauxite mine over 26 years. Farmers increased wheat yields 36% by letting termites and ants work the soil. The mound reveals nested worlds: termite guts processing grass, termites digging and grooming, fungus communicating through chemistry, plants and geckos on the surface, and fertility patterns visible from above. Like giraffes munching leaves, oblivious to termite engineering beneath their hooves, we miss interconnected worlds we cannot see. Our planet is reshaped not by a mastermind, but by trillions of mini-minds, creating order visible only from above.